Yo, 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 it's your boy DJ Tony Tone. We in the building, Exclusive Talk Radio. And we have DJ Blazing in the building.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How you feeling, man? How you feeling today? First of all, I wanted to say happy. Yesterday was your birthday, correct?
Sunday, yes.
Sunday
was my birthday.
Happy belated birthday to you, appreciate man. It, how old you turn?
32.
Give it up. Hey, man, a lot of people don't make it past 25.
That is true. That is true.
That's a blessing.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Especially with people doing music.
Yes. Yes. I ain't on that lane. You know, I'm not doing drill music, but.
Man, I heard some, even, you know, Megan Thee Stallion getting shot type yeah. stuff. So you ain't even got to be on that drill music. You know what I'm saying? But definitely, man, DJ Blazing in the building. Let us know who you are.
Yes, sir. I am DJ Blazing. You know, one of the top five. DJs in the city, definitely one of the top two strip club DJs probably in Texas. And pretty much just had my start at PB. Once I left PB, came back to Houston, and just pretty much found my way. Started in the strip club probably like 4 years ago with Tammy the Tiger over there at it was called Dynasty something. But from over there, DJ Eric heard me, recruited me over where he was at. He was just leaving Be Live and setting his own trend by himself. And then I just been on the Southwest side with DJ Eric and his team ever since.
Okay. Now I'm like getting out there, like I know you say PV.
Yep.
That's the breaking point, right? Is that where DJs make it or break it, or just?
I don't know about now, but at that time, from the 2009 to the 2013 years, that's really where it was.
You have to attend to that, you know, well, not attend, but you have, that's your crowd that's either going to make it or break it for shit show.
Yes, yes. If you can't make it at PB, even TSU, I think TSU got their little own wave, but I can't speak on them because I went to PB. But as far as PB, if you want to make your name as a DJ, you had to stand on your own. I was there. Me and DJ Chose actually came in at the same time. That's a good friend of mine. We came in at the same time, and you know, he was one of the top dogs there. Of course, DJ Mr. Rogers was there also, mm-hmm. but he wasn't attending there. He was just coming back and forth. But you know, I seen Chose crush a lot of DJs out there. You know, we ain't heard from him since then. I crushed a couple of DJs. I ain't heard from him since
then.
Now,
when you say crushes, it's like DJ battles.
DJ battle.
Like one, you on this side, he on this side, and we.
You know, we had a couple of DJ battles like that, but it really be who can rock the crowd the hardest. Mm. You know, sometimes you be put on the same type of parties. Sometimes you be put on different parties. I got a party on this night. You got a party on the same night, and we finna see
who gonna pull up.
Who gonna pull up? And you know, some DJs ain't making
crickets. You hear crickets in that club.
Hey man,
they say I hear a pin drop. God damn it.
So yeah, that's definitely where I got my start at, and came back to Houston, and just started making a name for myself, and mainly my name came in the strip club field, which I'm very grateful for, but. I'm still a real DJ at heart. Strip club DJing is more so talking than actually DJing. But you know,
but the difference between for break it down for someone in layman's terms, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to the strip club. I'm going to a regular club.
Okay. So if you go to a regular club,
I'm on here. Peaches, it's get on stage. Peaches, it's time. Peaches, it's time.
That's the old strip club way. But you were here at the strip club. You know, we gonna do a stage rotation of the girls. But it's more so just talking shit. Who can say the flyest things? Who can make these niggas so uncomfortable or make them so hype where they throw their money? That's pretty much the strip club.
It's
you
a
know.
Skill to do that.
Thing. It is a very skilled strip club, and it's a MC master of ceremony skill. More of a it's not really a DJing skill. The music. It's like an accent, mm-hmm. but the talking is like the main thing.
That's the attraction part. That's what yes. they really come to vibe out for. This and a dance setter of course. Type shit.
Yes.
Okay. And now, well, you say the dancers, of course.
Yeah, you
I
know.
I mean, if you ain't talking shit, you ain't my shit, right?
Yeah, definitely. But I mean, you know, you ain't come to the strip club to see no niggas. You come to the strip club to see the dancers.
and you get them to throw that money. That's what it's the main thing.
That's what it's about. That's what it's about.
Okay. Now, between a regular club, it's just being spun, music being spun. Now, let me ask, is it, because I know your regular clubs have your MCs, mm-hmm. they have also like partners.
Yep.
Hey, Jazzy Jeff and Will Smith, mm-hmm. you know, do you have MCs when you're doing regular clubs, or are you your own MC as well?
I have a partner. I wish I had my own MC. I do have a partner. Shout out to DJ Snook 713. We kind of like just go back and forth. Sometimes he may start picking songs and I MC. Sometimes I MC, he pick the song. Sometimes like he'll MC and pick the song and I'm just staying back, you know, making sure nobody messing with him, doing this, that, and the third. And then he said, "Man, I'm tired. Like, you check in." Then I check in, and then he'll go do something else, go talk to the customers, this, that, and the third. So I have a partner, but it's not necessarily like in a regular club where it's just one person DJ and one person MCing. Me and Snook can DJ and MC at the same time.
Wow.
So we just kind of go back and forth.
Wow, that takes some discipline right there, man.
Definitely.
And for somebody to be that close in proximity as well, you got to have a relationship.
Definitely. He's one of my very close friends. We do have a very close partnership. Just because, you know, we got to work together. You know, okay. I'm probably with this guy more than I'm in my own apartment. So, yeah.
But when you're connecting with somebody, you're steady creating, and you're steady building, you're feeding off of that energy.
Yes, sir.
Man.
So, I definitely do work at the number one strip club, arguably in Texas. I don't think.
Man, what is that? Because some say it's Gold Diggers. I don't know.
That's probably the number one butt naked.
But where you at? Let them know.
I'm at Area 29, 9301 Bissonnette. Just right there on the southwest side, right there in the heart of Braeswood.
How long you been with them?
So we've been over there.
You house DJ, like you home.
Yeah, resident. So we probably been over there for like a year now. We pretty much just kind of like changed clubs, you know. Change the vibe, change the scenery to get the customers just a new experience. But I think we're going to be over here for a while. So I'm working with under the legendary DJ Eric. You know,
shout out DJ Eric.
You know, if you don't know who DJ Eric is, you can see him in a couple of Drake's videos. Of course, the one that Rich Homie shouted out on two rounds. That is the DJ Eric. And he's probably the GOAT when it comes to the strip club stuff. I don't know nobody, but I've seen him do it in Atlanta. I've seen him do it in New Orleans, and no one is really, it's no one touching him. And as far as celebrities pulling up in Houston, no one's touching him in the strip club.
Wow, man. So again, with that being around, that's that relationship building.
Definitely.
How important is it for first of all to even have that kind of to build relationships with people in the city?
So,
because I know it's hard, you know, some egos get in the way sometimes, but mm-hmm. we press through. Let us know, how do you deal with like building those relationships?
Oh, it's no problem at all. I feel like I have a customer service job. I'm a DJ for the people, so I have to build those relationships. I got to build those relationships with those rappers. Now, I will say this. I'm not really talking to too many up-and-coming rappers. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not really talking to too many up-and-coming rappers just because of the status I'm at as far as my DJing career and where I work at. So when I'm making these relationships with ESTG or Kevin Gates coming into the club or Future or Kodak Black.
T-Pain.
Yeah, when T-Pain came into the club. And that was a funny thing. He don't even have the connections that DJ Eric has. He was following DJ Eric around the club trying to get Drake number the whole night. Like, bro, just give me his number. Like, Eric is the boy and the dude. He like, yeah, y'all go talk to him. So that's how we ended up getting the picture, because we had to go talk to him. So, man, relationships are worth more than money, more than people will understand.
Wow. And just being, you know, who you connected with is a big important thing.
Definitely.
How is it that you nurture that relationship as far as, okay, my association with people? Because it's, you gotta watch who you associate yourself around, especially with the brand that you're building, DJ Blaze.
Correct. So the way you nurture it is you, I mean, it's pretty much like anything. If the relationship is valuable to you, You know what I'm saying? You want to make time for it. And they feel like, if they feel like your relationship, you have to be an asset to them just as they're an asset to you. So you have to figure out how you can be an asset to them.
Right.
Like, I'm not a millionaire, so ESTG ain't got to talk to me. But I gotta put myself in a position to where I'm an asset to where he feel like he do gotta talk to me. Like, right. You know,
something that adds value
to what he got going on. Mm. And so that's the main thing what you want to do. Far as it, you know what I'm saying, in any industry, it doesn't matter if you're a bank teller all the way till you feel a janitor, all the way till you feel a DJ, radio host. It does not matter. When you're trying to level up, you have to make sure that you're an asset to what you're trying to level up to, and you take it from there.
Man, I gotta get that right there. Get that around, man. So again, you said a very important thing, that we are assets as individuals. We are assets.
And correct.
That a lot of, especially bosses, top dogs or whatnot, will look at somebody and say, oh, your following is not up to a certain extent, and disregard not knowing the relationship and the connections that even those people may have.
Yep.
So what do you say to somebody that's on their high horse shit?
You don't say nothing to them. If they on their high horse, it's a long way down to the bottom. You know what I'm saying? No one man is his own island. If a dude feel like he don't need you, okay, that's fine. I don't got to go your way. It's a thousand ways. It's a million ways to make money. It's a million ways to make different connections. I may not have to go talk to you, but I may put myself in a position where you got to come talk to me.
Right. Now
we got to talk a different type of game. Now you in my field. Now we gonna play my ball.
My court. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Ball in your court then. Exactly. And that's taking ownership of your shit too.
Yep.
And you got the brand to build. Man, I'm just excited, bro.
I appreciate it. I'm excited too.
Excited just sitting amongst, because I know it's just greatness, bro. Like,
yes sir, yes sir.
You got your new singles coming out.
Yes sir. Yes sir.
I definitely wanna know about that. What goes into actually putting together a project that what you're doing now?
So
it's collective.
Correct. So currently I'm trying to put in two different projects. So definitely a DJ at heart, love DJing, but I love cruising music. I love the Nipsey Hussle. I love the Dom Kennedy. I love the Wiz Khalifa, those type of artists. Okay. That's just what I listen to, like when I'm not in the club. So when I kind of formed Crazy this summer, that's the artist I was going for. I went and got DeLorean. I meant to actually tell him to pull up. I really forgot just being so busy with this weekend. But shout out to DeLorean. I hit up DeLorean first. I heard him on a Slim Thug, King of the North G mix, and he was a real rapper. You know what I'm saying, like a real rapper. So I was like, man, that dude got flow. Reached out to him, got a verse from him. And then the dude that produced the song, shout out to D Bell, I hit him up and I was like, man, who you hear on the song? He's like, well, I made a couple of beats for Killer Callion. Like, you can reach out to him. So I reached out to Killer Callion, got his info, see what he needed. You know what I'm saying? Sent him everything. He sent it back and just created magic with that song.
Man.
And then as far as the other song, it's for the clubs. You know, I'm in the club, so I just made.
You gotta add your own to it, man.
Exactly. So. What happened was, my ex-girlfriend put me on this dude named Big Moochie Grape, who's currently signed to Paper Island Empire. And so
Big Moochie Grape. Okay.
Yes sir. So dude jamming. Dude from Memphis. Dude was jamming. And this is before, you know, Young Dolph died, when I make this connection. So we had Area 29. It's jumping. Key Glock in the building. Paper Island Empire in the building. And then Big Moochie show. He walks up. Don't nobody know who he is though. And so I'm like, he's trying to introduce himself. Like, I'm trying to give him a little song play. I just want to throw some money. I'm like, don't worry about it, brother. I got you. I know exactly who you are. So he's like, oh, for real? I'm like, yeah. So boom, made that connection right then and there. So anytime he come to Houston, he's going to always hit me up. So basically, he came to Houston again to hit me up. And I was like, man, I need a verse. Mm. So at that time, he thought I was a rapper. So he's like, you finna get in the studio? I'm like, nah, I'm a DJ. Like, no, you finna do the song. I got the beat. Yeah, you finna do the verse. He, oh, bet. So that's how I got the verse from him, and like I said, like
that nurturing those relationships.
You
never know who you're gonna meet and
exactly.
run into.
Relationships are worth more than money, and so my mindset at the time was, you know, I could have got another artist to put on there from out of town, but I said I want since Big Moochie already got a following. This dude got, I think, 200,000 followers. He signed the Paper Route Empire. I'm going to link him up with a local artist from Houston that I rock with and help create buzz for him. You know what I'm saying? And so I just say, you know, what's wrong with trying to be the DJ Khaled of Houston?
Why not?
So that's pretty much what I did. So I connected Big Moochie with my homeboy out of Braeswood called GCB Freak. Put that song together, and then we just, you know, created that.
Hey, right, real quick, we're gonna definitely jump into. I want to jump into one of them before we continue. It's gonna be a good one here. Let's go with She Going Crazy.
We can start. You know what? Let's start with Jerry Stackhouse, if you don't mind.
We're gonna go in with Jerry Stackhouse. You know what it is? Exclusive Talk Radio's DJ Tony Tone. Let's go.
Blaze Harden around this motherfucker. Say I'm a throwback nigga. Call me Blaze a Stackhouse. Fuck you talking about.
Scrimmage for rap, get the bands out the trap out. Real broke, got rich, guess I had it mapped out. Don't fuck with nigga, cause it coming too capped out. Ballin' real hard like the old Jerry Stackhouse. VVN diamonds on the young nigga breakdown. Bag get rubber, Cuban links on my wristband. Cartier shades on my face, no Ray Ban. Paper route, gang, know we the Taliban. Scrimmage for rap, get the bands out the trap out. Real broke, got rich, guess I had it mapped out. Don't fuck with nigga, cause it coming too capped out. Ballin' real hard like the old Jerry Stackhouse. VVN diamonds on the young nigga breakdown. Bag get rubber, Cuban links on my wristband. Cartier shades on my face, no Ray Ban. Paper route, gang, know we the Taliban.
Taliban and MLM. Rolling bells and flow, shit a lightweight Avalanche.
Know a nigga seen it, got flavor with no Zatarain.
Real trap nigga, get the front in the back. Don't do me for a show if I can't get the strap in. Pain on the mail, how nigga get the packs in. Fuckers a drop, don't play like my trap did. Under the Ola, I come from the brain. Pattern of apes, eat or get eight. 2500 just to look through these frames. I came a long way.
Bitch, I came a long way.
Fuck all that rap shit, I'm down to clap shit. Beefing on tracks, I'm really active. When I was 17, stuffed the dub in the mattress. Throwing big beats till my dolls red flew.
Scrimmage for a rap, get the bands out the trap out. Real broke, got rich, guess I had it mapped out. Don't fuck with nigga, cause it coming too capped out. Ballin' real hard like the old Jerry Stackhouse. VVA diamonds on the young nigga breakdown. Bag get rubber, Cuban links on my wristband. Cartier shades on my face, no Ray Ban. Paper route, gang, know we the Taliban. Scrimmage for a rap, get the bands out the trap out. Real broke, got rich, guess I had it mapped out. Don't fuck with nigga, cause it coming too capped out. Ballin' real hard like the old Jerry Stackhouse. VVA diamonds on the young nigga breakdown. Bag get rubber, Cuban links on my wristband. Cartier shades on my face, no Ray Ban. Paper route, gang, know we the Taliban.
Fucking these bitches, she thicker than Megan. Roll on two blocks, that's a seven.
Come to my hood, yeah, we serving the river.
Walking the truck with the dope, they gon' bitch it.
Pack on the way, I send my bitch to kitchen. Let me get a truck, ride your bitch real rich.
All of that mud on that E-way, I put around it rich.
Come to your city, I'm catching the back end. Come to my city, your way better tap in. Been putting it found, them niggas sit back then. Cruise on the block and they screaming with crackin'. Y'all nigga with me 15 with a Mac 10. Since a little taller, bit mucha been trappin'. Y'all nigga with me 15 with a Mac 10. Since a little taller, bit mucha been trappin'. Screaming for a rap, get the bands out the trap out. Real broke, got rich, guess I had it mapped out. Don't fuck with nigga, cause it coming too capped out. Ballin' real hard like the old Jerry Stackhouse. VVA diamonds on the young nigga breakdown. Bag get rubber, Cuban links on my wristband. Cartier shades on my face, no Ray Ban. Paper route, gang, know we the Taliban. Screaming for a rap, get the bands out the trap out. Wood broke, got rich, guess I had it mapped out. Don't fuck with nigga, cause it coming too capped out. Ballin' real hard like the old Jerry Stackhouse. VVA diamonds on the young nigga breakdown. Bag get rubber, Cuban links on my wristband. Cartier shades on my face, no Ray Ban. Paper route, gang, know we the Taliban.
Fucking these bitches, she thicker than Megan. Roll on two blunt, that's a seven.
DJ Blazing in the building. DJ Blazing. Hey, so where you from, DJ Blazing?
I'm Sugar Land. I'm from Sugar Land, Texas.
Oh, shit. Would you consider yourself from Houston?
Of course.
Huh?
Yes, of course.
According to Just Britney, that is not Houston.
Yes.
What you got to, what do you got to say about artists that talk shit like that?
All I got to say is that she's just trying to just get numbers for her song. We all know how Houston is built. We all know about the greater Houston. And as that, it'll be, to me, it's ignorant to even say that. Because how can you say Mo City, not Houston, and I understand that the Zero is a legend in Houston? You know?
Some of the groundbreaking artists are just, again, in Houston.
Yeah, for the greater part of Houston.
R&B, PMC.
Exactly. So
all the nonsense, man. What do you think about that separation, though? Is it just clout? Why is that clout so, that negative clout so influential nowadays, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's very simple. It's very simple. Negativity gonna travel more than positivity. We already know that. You know what I'm saying? That's why that's why drill rap is so popular right now, because they're killing each other, but it's so attracting. Like it's probably like one of the top viewing videos on YouTube. I think, you know, what's that dude name, that Academics? You know, he been doing interviews. He been interviewing rappers, but when he started covering drill rap, his career just took off.
Covering the killing.
Exactly. That's just what it is. So, you know, I don't blame Judge Brittany for making a song about it. I just know she's doing it for the streams. She's doing it for, you know, to get numbers behind it, to get people talking about it, and that's what you're supposed to do for your song.
Man, some of the hottest female artists you jamming in your playlist though.
You know, definitely Kenda Man. Libra Jolie, the hardest. Not really jamming Megan Thee Stallion anymore, but I still support Megan Thee Stallion to the fullest, because you know she's still one of the hardest just MCs coming out of Houston. But I think Kenda Man got him. And I can't forget K Kilo. K Kilo, she out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, but you know I support her to the fullest. K Kilo signed a $1 billion Baby Entertainment. She signed the Baby, and she's one of the hardest female artists that I know also.
That's out there.
Yep.
So y'all definitely make sure we need to check that out. Check that out. Man, I don't know if I want to say it.
Hey man, say it. Don't
that's
say
strip
it.
Strip club life.
Yes, sir.
No. That's looking right. I care if you got. That strip club life, man.
Man.
Get real.
Yeah, it got as good and it got as bad, but hey.
Now, one thing I've seen, and one thing that led me on to the what goes on into the background of strip life, I've seen DJ Wide Up.
Yep.
Shout out DJ Wide Up.
Good friend of mine. With Strip Club Chronicles or Confessions.
Confessions.
Yeah.
What's some of the crazy shit that you done see? Well,
man, far as like, you know, like with the strip.
I know it's tip out time. When it's time to tip out and they ain't trying to get you, bro. What's up? Come on, I want to hear the craziest.
Man, when it's time to pay tip out and them hoes trying to dip out, I done seen girls like goddamn go out the back door, cry. Sometimes they'll fight. They'll make a whole argument out of nothing.
Fight with somebody else to try.
Yeah, nah, I ain't got no money. They took all my money, at least. I was right there. They ain't take all your money. And so Them girls crazy. Man, them girls is crazy. They be going off their liquor. They be high. Oh. Man, they be high.
They be on all type of other stuff, though.
Everything.
You know, is there something that just come up in the DJ booth and just kind of hide out and just kind of, oh, they ain't working tonight, they just chilling with DJ Blazing?
We don't have them type of dancers.
So, no dancers like that. Not in Area 29.
Nah, it's too much money for you to be trying to hide out. You're going to look like a dumbass fool when nigga just got 10,000.
Because Area 29, that's a nice little strip club, man.
Yes, sir. $1 million has been making that club.
And it's what, 10 years? How long has it been up?
A year.
I'm thinking 10, because that's what I'm seeing. So much money, fucking money going on. Too many zeros behind this shit.
Yes, sir. It's been a year.
Man, you gotta forgive me, man. I'm kind of almost starstruck at this moment, man.
And when COVID happened, just as I know, when COVID happened, you know, Atlanta and Houston was pretty much the only two cities that was open. Man, it was so crazy. That was the most money
I
made.
I mean, literally everybody coming to this city.
Yes, sir. I can say in 5 months I had seen $100,000 in my bank account. Like it was verified. I'm not Kevin.
So DJing is a lucrative business.
Strip club DJing is a lucrative business.
How would to someone that's in DJ themselves and looking to advance, would you say, what's some of the tips that you would give them?
Definitely consistency breeds championship. brings champions. So what you want to do is you want to be consistent. It don't matter if you're a strip club DJ, it don't matter if you're a regular club DJ, it don't matter if you're a radio DJ. You want to be consistent because everybody that's at the top of their game is consistent. Kiati consistent. Been a consistent radio DJ for some years now, to where like he, you know, it opened doors for him where he's one of the announcers at the Toyota Center. Who else? DJ JQ been one of the most consistent DJs, radio DJs, where he's a one of the top directors at 97.9. DJ Eric, DJ Mr. Rogers. DJ Mr. Rogers is arguably probably the best DJ down south.
Hands down.
So cause you want to be consistent, first of all, and then you want to find your own lane. You don't want to kind of like being somebody else. Like, you want to find your own lane. You want to be consistent, and it's gonna take you further than you know, you trying to hop around, trying to do this, trying to do that, trying to do this.
Getting on the wave, and when the wave gone,
yeah, I can't try to be a DJ and say I want to be a cameraman too. I want to shoot videos. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you can, but you want to master one thing before you take it to the next.
And if your mind is everywhere else, you don't have that full attention on your craft.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly.
We're dropping knowledge today, man. Son, I hope you're listening in the back there. Any advice that you would give to, again, a youngin' like that one behind you, man? Just you got what you got figured out in life? He got himself figured out.
They got it figured out.
What you give a little advice to young in these days, especially those that's getting into the music game?
It's all about, okay.
As far as like tips to, because again, we're trying to advance. So we ain't trying to get this rat loop. Some gonna listen to it, some not.
So what you want to do is, as far as, okay, if you want to be a rapper, what you want to do is find your sound. You have to find your sound. You like, your sound may not be what you jam, but it may be what sells. Mm-hmm. I DJ in the strip club, but what I like to listen to is Wiz Khalifa. I'm not playing Wiz Khalifa in the strip club. It just not happening.
Everything has its own occasion.
Exactly. So, but I know my lane. My lane is at strip club. So I make sure I take care of that lane first. So the main thing I want to say is you want to find your sound. The second thing, you want to be consistent. The third thing you want to do is you want to pop your shit. You got to be larger than life. You know what I'm saying? You can't, being a rapper, you can't be humble. You know what I'm saying? People talk down like a lot on Sauce Walker, but he pop his shit though.
And he making money.
He's one of the most consistent rappers in Texas. He makes a lot of money popping his shit, and nigga can't tell him otherwise. You know what I'm saying? Lil Baby, you know, he gonna pop his shit. But far as just down south, you know what I'm saying, Slim Thug and them, they popped their shit. They was confident in themselves. They found their sound. They knew what they wanted to do, and they stuck to it. To now, you know what I'm saying, they, when they walk in the room, you know who they are. They don't have to introduce themselves.
Facts.
And that's the level you want to get it. You want to get to, but it definitely takes consistency. And with that consistency, it may take a year. It may take 10 years. Okay, I've been DJing for 10 years, but I ain't start popping until my 7th year of DJing. The rest, I wasn't making no money. So, but I stayed consistent with it. My 7th year, I took off. Me and my partner DJ Colo took off. And I just never looked back from there.
We know it take time. We know it take money. So whatever you're doing, just know, go into it with a mindset that I'm going into it 100%.
Correct.
We can't half-ass it.
You definitely cannot.
That fashion. No. It's 2022, man. Half fashion. That's old news, man. We too old for this shit. And you got a vision ahead. You got songs dropping.
Yep.
You DJ Blazing is the DJ Khaled of the South.
Yes, sir.
And we speaking it.
A Texas. You know, because Khaled's from the South, though. He's from Florida.
He from Florida over that South, man. He from that South. But the South, what PMC say? It's the side.
It's the side.
Oh, you fucking. No, I ain't going to get ready. We ain't going to talk about all them fucking ass rappers over there. But definitely, man, you're putting something together and you're actually connecting, creating, and building something for the city.
Yes, sir.
Not to. Because it's not just about you now.
No.
You got your, you're bringing people together. You're making these connections, and you're making connections to bring those people to connect.
Correct. So,
I mean, how do you feel about that part? Like, you, the mastermind of, hey, I ain't got to do it. I'm just connecting y'all, and look, I'm going to deal with the backside of it.
So basically, I feel like where I'm at in my DJing career, and I guess my music career, is where now I have to put on for my city. I can't be DJ Eric. I'm not DJ Eric, so I can't do what he gonna do. I'm not DJ Mr. Rogers. I can't do what they gonna do. I gotta be DJ Blazing, and DJ Blazing has to find his own way of putting on for his city the way that he wants to. So I am in the big leagues. I do have those connections, so I just put those together. You know what I'm saying? When I linked up with Killer Kalion, when I linked up with DeLorean, you know what I'm saying? Those are two people from Houston, but those two people from Houston are arguably probably the most lyrical people that I know. You know what I'm saying? Outside of Propane,
get in front of live bands and just kill it, man.
Correct. You know, toe for toe, ain't nobody just touch a killer. Like toe for toe, that's just what it is. So, what I want to do is just make a song for my city. And put on for my city. The mixtape scene is dead now. People going to Spinrilla, but you're just not going to Spinrilla like that. You're not going on live mixtapes
going
like
Spotify.
That. Exactly.
Going to Apple.
Exactly. You got to change with the times.
Yeah.
It's streaming now. So you have to find. You have to adapt. You have to know how to adjust. I can drop 1,000 mixtapes. It don't matter. I can drop put UBK, Kells, and everybody on it. But yeah. it don't do nothing.
If it's not gonna get heard.
Exactly. So now I have to adjust with the times. Adjusting with the times is saying, okay, well, look, now I got to spend my own money. I got to make this song, and now I got to promote it. Now I got to get out there, and I got to put the footwork in. It ain't just by just dropping it on Datpiff and sending out the link.
Facts. And making a post. Hey, go listen to my song.
Yeah, now you got to put the footwork in, brother. You got to go talk to people. You got to let people know what you got going on. And
take some stepping out of a comfort zone too.
Exactly. And you definitely got to do that. So that's what I'm on right now, stepping out of my comfort zone. Cause my comfort zone is just DJing and going to the house. I'll be fine. Going to the strip club, talking, give them a tip out, going to the bank, going home, and that's it.
Start over the next whole day.
Start over. But that doesn't do nothing for my brand. That doesn't do nothing for my city at all. So I want to be a marquee person in my city. So I have to do marquee things. So,
and you're doing big shit, bro.
Yes, sir.
Gigantic,
I appreciate it.
Huge.
Yes, sir.
And just the steps that you're making towards, as far as doing this, because again, you got a couple songs, but it's gonna be albums pretty soon.
Yes,
huh?
Sir. Yes, sir. I'm gonna put out two albums, one for the club, one from a cruise, from a smokers. I don't smoke.
So you're doing an Andre 3000 big boy type shit, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. But it's still Outkast. Okay.
I like
okay.
that.
Okay. I see you, man. Oh shit, man! I'm loving it, man. I'm loving it.
Yes, sir.
What's next, DJ Blazing?
Next is shooting a video for Crazy this summer. Next is trying to put this song in everybody's face. I feel like. And honestly, I feel like this is the song that I made. I can win a Grammy on. I feel like these dudes did that great on that song. That my investment in that song will
it's gonna pay off.
Yes, sir. All right, I think that song probably cost me like $7,000, but I think it was an investment that I would definitely get back. So.
With that, man, let us know right now, for all those that's listening, what we about to jam.
Right now, we about to jam Crazy This Summer, The Real DJ Blazing featuring Killer Kalion and DeLorean.
Something. She going, you know, crazy. I'm all brown tonight. cognac, backwood, baby, just caught a flight. Skin tone, mind me a crown apple on ice, Mike. Play the brown threes, you ain't never seen a player till you played around. Me, dice shakers, life makers, they might hate us. Burn paper, try to put 40,000 in the curb scraper, earn major. Never had a confirmed major, 80 hours. Shit about me or Eddie Bauer, kept hustling. Had to catch up with no mustard, no busters. Definitely jab, no rustle, no muscle. Fully respected by members, I had to sweat in the winter. I put all that in the blender, let me get back, I remember. Think she flew Delta or something, probably a Delta or something. I ain't felt her nothing, she going crazy this summer. Okay, she going crazy this summer. She think I'm baby or something, she think I made it or something. She going crazy this summer.
Check 1, 2, what it do? Bill, top down when it's hot outside. Devil red seats with some gold toes. New bitches on the sitting side, cause I dismissed all my old hoes. Real P, yeah, I'm certified. Know I'm fucking something when the doors close. Tend to dig nigga in his feelings, cause his bitch bopping in the hoes chose. Texas nigga rolling candy coated when the bowl spinning and the pole swinging. Trunk popped in the field falling like October and some clothes hanging. Hater sick when I pull up on them niggas acting like they caught a COVID case. Took his bitch, not a vaccine. Jamming screw music at a slower pace. Big bill, $100 still leaning on him, pop 100 bottles. Iced tea, I got a body count, cause a nigga popped about 100 models. Big chain, got some ice on them. New watch, look nice on them. Still check chasing, got nikes on them. Down with OPP, so your wife on them. Valet, then I drop 50. New rolling, nigga drop 50. Whole neck, cause a drop Bentley. Fuck with bad bitches, cause they rock with me. FN for the jack boys, cause they see a nigga getting racks. Boy, toss a Russ kid, somebody tell Jeffrey when I pull up on him in that
she
track.
She going crazy this summer. Okay, she going crazy this summer. She think I'm baby or something. She think I made it or something. She going crazy this summer. Okay, she going crazy this summer. She think I'm baby or something. She think I made it or something. She going crazy this summer.
Yep. She going crazy this summer.
Yep.
Man, she going crazy this summer. She went crazy this summer. Featuring D-Lo and Killer Kaleon.
Yes, sir.
But DJ Blaze it.
Yeah.
Man, how was it putting that production piece together?
It was a headache. It was a headache. Shout out to DeLonghi, man. I feel like DeLonghi did what he was supposed to do on that song, man. He told a story. He painted that vivid picture. And like I said, Killer gonna do what Killer gonna do. Killer gonna get on that song and he gonna do what he's going to do. And
What's the time frame? Give let them know about how long it take to get for them to get this greatness that they about to get.
It took about a year and a half.
It takes time for they say it ain't no microwave music, man.
No. This definitely was a slow roast. Had to be for a while. Didn't know what to do with it at first. Heard DeLonghi, hit up DeLonghi. Actually was in the studio with DeLonghi and kind of gave him the idea of how I wanted the song. And he painted a great, great, fantastic picture. So then after that, I did not know who I wanted to put on the song. I kept wanting to put Propane on the song. And
because I could hear him on it.
I could hear him on it too. And I was just like, I don't know. Then the dude that produced the song, that made the beat, he said, well, you know, he did a couple of tracks for Killer Kaleon. So I was like, all right, cool. So had to run my money back up, you know what I'm saying? You know, just because this is something, you know. First, you got to nurture it, you got to grow it. So I'm just not finna just give somebody some money that I need. So I had to make sure I save my money, run my money up, and then when I know, I said, okay, now I got this money set aside to pay Killer Kaleon. Now, boom, pay Killer Kaleon. But you know, when you pay somebody, you damn it want the verse back in 10 minutes.
Right there.
You damn it, but don't worry about it.
You be like, hey,
yeah, I need that.
I know a couple of weeks go by. Hey, you got that song I sent you.
And said, I was this close. That dude, when Killer sent the verse back, I was this close. Man, send my money back, brother. And send my money back. Like, I was that close.
But the patience waited out.
The patience waited out. He had actually posted on his Instagram him rapping on the song. They was like, man, this nigga killing this song. I'm like, oh, that's the song. That's my song. I was like, oh my God. So about like an hour later, he sent it and went to the studio. Linked up with my engineer, shot the PA. Linked up with my engineer. We put it together. And put it out.
And there go the magic right
there. There go the magic.
Man.
And so now it's just more so just marketing the song. And we was kind of sitting there trying to market the song. We didn't even know what we wanted to call it. I didn't know if I wanted to call it Cognac and Backwoods. I didn't know what I wanted to call it. I was like, nigga, just call it Crazy This Summer. I was like, yeah, but I just call it Crazy This Summer. So yeah.
And it's going to be one that's for the club.
No. Jerry Stackhouse, one for the club.
I think that one for the club, too.
Well, you know, it may be one for the club. I don't know.
I can see her climbing that pole, going to the top. She going crazy this summer. Boom! She going crazy this summer. Oh, shit! But again, I could be. I ain't been there in a while. So I don't know. I don't know the vibes. Hopefully I get to come up, pull up Area 29.
I make a push of that Gold Diggers.
Okay. you can push that motherfucker somewhere. I'm gonna tell you. Hey, she going crazy this summer.
Yes.
You know they feet be all tied and stuff anyway sometimes. Hey. But I get what you're saying.
So
man, Jerry Stackhouse.
Yes, sir.
Crazy this summer. Two singles right now that's rocking and rolling out.
Yep.
Where can they find that music at right now?
All streaming platforms on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, anywhere where you can stream music, it's on there. Actually, the cool thing I like about Spotify is that I put the song out, and I guess somebody had heard it, and it end up getting on one of Spotify's playlists.
Their playlist.
Like, yeah.
Was it the Rap Caviar?
I forgot which one it was. I would have to look it up. It was one was Rap Caviar, one was Rap Radar, and then it was another Spotify, like that Spotify put you on. Mm-hmm. Once you gained enough traction. So I put it on there, it had like 7 listens. Man, I woke up the next one, I think had like 13,000 listens. It had only been on there for a day. I was like, what the hell? I was like, what's going on? So right now it's probably like, I think it's like 40,000. So it's gaining some traction. But
TikToks?
Yeah, it's on TikTok. Yeah, because I made a TikTok for. I actually made a little reel with a good friend of mine, my homegirl. She did what she was supposed to do on that video for the snippet.
She served it well.
Very, very beautiful young lady. And she served it well. She did what she was supposed to do. And so it's definitely on TikTok. It's definitely on all streaming platforms. I think it's going to be that song for the summer.
Hey, let us know right now what they need to tap in so we make sure we stay tapped in.
Yes, sir. You can actually follow me at The Real DJ Blazin, TheRealDJBlazin. All I got is a Instagram right now. That's all I need. So
now when they typing in the music on Apple Music or whatnot, what they're typing in
The Real DJ Blazin. Yep.
Hey, well, you heard it right here, live exclusive talk radio. What's coming up next for The Real DJ Blazin, man?
What's coming up next is, man, we're gonna keep getting the strip club money. We're gonna keep I'm gonna figure out another single. I dropped some exclusive. I think I wanna link up with Young Deji. I like his sound. Yeah. But you know, he can sing though. He can sing.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he got a song with him and Wiz Khalifa called Fantasy. He was singing on there and he was hard. So I think that's the next person I'm gonna reach out to do a song with. I'm gonna reach out to Dom Kennedy. I don't know how. I'm gonna manifest it. I'm gonna reach out to Dom Kennedy. And that's gonna be probably like my next single. I'm going to have a song with Dom Kennedy and somebody from Houston.
Hey, you heard it right here. Exclusive talk.
Yes, sir.
The Real DJ Blazin.
Yes, sir.
Catch him at the Area 29.
Yes, sir.
HTX.
Oh, you can catch me at Turkey Leg Cut on Sundays.
Turkey Leg Cut?
Yes, sir. I DJ at the Turkey Leg Cut. 5 to 10 on Sundays.
5 to 10 on Sundays. Y'all make sure, again, y'all definitely follow him. Get that music downloaded, stream it, YouTube, TikTok, all platforms right now.
Yes, sir.
The real DJ Blazing. Exclusive Talk Radio. Again, we going out. Was she going crazy this summer? Y'all heard it. D-Lo, Killer Kaleon. Let's go. The real DJ Blazing.